Reva Babes, this is Alyssa, CEO and co-founder of RevAssist Training and Development Center. We provide both paid and free training for aspiring real estate virtual assistants, equipping you with hands-on experiences that will help you understand the real tasks of a Reva even before you land a client. So this show is created to be the safe sanctuary for aspiring freelancers, providing encouraging and inspiring stories, as well as Reva or freelancing advice and information from other VAs, coaches, and gurus. Welcome to the RevaPod, where real estate virtual assistants call home. So today's guest is a 22-year-old full-time freelancer who owns a digital marketing agency and in the social media management niche. Sayriel Garcia, also known as Sai, was a former hotelier who now earns six figures every month. Listen to her story of being a freelancer, as well as her words of wisdom and advice for aspiring freelancers.
Oh, ayun na. Doon na tayo pupunta. Paano ka napunta doon sa path na yun, sa journey na yun?
Okay, sige. So, just this short chika na background din. So, I was really, hindi naman techie. Kasi techie yung tawag natin talaga sa mahilig sa computer, di ba? So, ayun, hilig na talaga ako sa computer before text, ganyan. Magkalikal sa computer, tapos sa paint, di ba? Dati doon tayo talaga nag-umpisa sa paint. So, ayun, first talaga sa freelancing ko is I'm a branding designer, graphic designer, kasi mahilig ako sa designs. So, ayun, yun talaga yung ginagawa ko ever since LM, high school, college, ayan. And then, hindi ko naman alam na magagamit ko pala siya in the future. So, when, nung nag-Shangri-La ako, so, sometimes kailangan nila ng advertising or marketing kasi magkahiwalay, ang priority kasi ng hotel is the rooms, di ba? So, ako doon ako sa side ng mga restaurant magpo-promote. So, ako yung nagawa, no? Ako yung nagawa. And then, sabi nung isa ko, mami yung tawag ko sa mas matanda sa akin na receptionist. Sabi niya, Sai, alam mo, mapagkakakitaan mo yun. Sabi ko, paano? Parang ganun. Like, sabi, ang galing ko daw sa ganun. So, hindi ko alam, mami. Hindi, bahala na si Lord, ganyan. Okay, yan. Fast forward, ang plano ko lang talaga sa hotel is mag 1 year. Kasi gusto ko lang kunin yung pangalan ng Shangri-La. When you hear Shangri-La, uy, wow! Parang, Shangri-La. Ginawa ko lang talaga siya para work ko and mag-airplane. Ayan. Kaso, ayun nga, March 2020, kasi I graduated April 2019. Nag-work ako June 2019. Nagka-pandemic March 2020. March 2020, na life happens, pandemic happens. Before that, hindi naman natin alam na magla-lockdown, di ba? So, before, wala talaga akong dalang laptop. Nasa bahay, nasa Santa Rosa. Kasi sa Mandaluyong yung ako na-uwi kasi malapit sa hotel. So, sabi ko, a week before mag-lockdown, March 20 ang lockdown, daling ko yung laptop, manonood ako ng movies at the weekend. Actually, hindi talaga ako nanonood. Parang naisip ko lang na magdala ng laptop. Alam mo, nito ko lang din na-realize na talagang it happens for a reason kasi doon ako na-lockdown. As in, na-lockdown ako hanggang June. Dito ako na-lockdown sa Santa Rosa, wala kaming wifi. Kasi before, hindi ko afford. So, I'll be honest, hindi namin afford yung wifi before kasi ang mahal. Tapos, parang hindi priority. Ayun. Kasi hindi pa naman online class nun eh. So, kung dito ako na-lockdown sa Santa Rosa, baka nag-part-time ako sa mga dito. Pero doon ako na lockdown sa may wifi at dala ko yung laptop. So ayun, life happened. Sabi ko, dadalhin ko yung manonood ako ng movie. Tapos biglang nag-lockdown. So, nag-lockdown. Akala ko naman mabilis lang yun. Baka parang may something lang, di ba? Tapos nagtagal-tagal na siya. Siyempre, kailangan ko na ng income. Nag-start ako mag-reseller ng mga skincare products. Kahit hindi ako taga-Mandaluyong ha, naghanap talaga ako. Kasi siyempre, gagawin mo lahat para magkapera ka. Kasi ang natitira na lang sa bank account ko is 1,752 pesos. Yun yung huli ko sahod. And then, so hanggang April, March to April, nag-online-online ako. Last week ng April 2020, yung ka-dormmate ko, sabi niya, Sai, bakit hindi mo try yung freelancing? Ano yun, modeling? Di ba pandemic? Tapos sabi niya, Hindi, about, ano nga daw, yung digital marketing, hindi ko talaga siya mag-gets, hindi ko siya maintindihan. Di ba totoo naman, when you heard freelance, hindi mo talaga siya maintindihan. Ang habang diskusyon. Tapos sabi niya, mag-enroll ka muna. So the first course is 6,000 pesos. Sabi ko, ate, wala ako 6K. Kasi yung 1,500 ko, 1,700 ko, pinadala ko na nga yung 500 kay la mama. May kubi, 500. Kasi wala, patulong ko lang, di ba? Sabi ko, 500 pesos. Tapos magkano lang naman yung tubo mo sa mga reseller. Top up ka lang ng 30 pesos, 20. So, sabi ni ate ko, edi sinabi na yon, edi wala. Wala akong ano, wala pa din akong pabayad ng 6K. Nag-work ako as a call center agent ng work from home of 10,000 per month. So, hindi pa ako sanay before ng hating gabi. So, hindi talaga siya para sa akin. Ang dami ko failures, sobra. Then, ayun na, May first week as in, nag-ano na, nag-message si ate ko, Ate Honey. So, if she's watching, lagi ko siyang tinitinkyuhan kasi if hindi dahil sa kanya, hindi ako, wala ako dito. So, pinahiram niya ako, Sai, o sige. Kasi she really believes in me. Sobrang salamat ko dyan. Sige, Sai, pahiramin kita, 6K. Bayaran mo na lang ako pag nakaka-client ka na. So, sabi ko, talaga ba, ate? Thank you. Ayun, thank you. So, yung course na yun, nag-open sa akin lahat ng opportunities. Doon ko nalaman yung freelancing. Pero syempre, first month, 3 months, 2 months, third month, fourth month, hindi pa yun mabulaklak. Alam natin lahat yan na sobrang hirap lalo na pagbago ka. So, ang una kong ginawa talaga is nag-build ako ng network, nag-aral ako, inaral ko yung gagawin ko. Ayun. So, after yun, yun na, ang mga months ko yata. So, April ako nag-start no, May, nakuha ko yung six figure ko ng September. Pang ilang months yun. Pero ayun, September ko siya nakuha. Ayun. Then August kasi, August yung birthday ko. Ang una ko talagang pinakamalaki na na-close ko is 20K per month. Parang sobrang saya ko na. So, ayun. Before kasi, ang dal-dal ko, no? Pero before kasi, yung 100K, nakikita ko lang siya. Na-overwhelm ako. Hindi nga ako naniniwala na pwede pala yun. B, sobrang, scam ba yan? Parang may 100K ba sa bahay? Oh my God. Nag-shift yung mindset ko. Like, totally nag-shift yung mindset ko na it is really possible. Then, ayun, basta, ano, ang hirap ipaliwanag, pero if you really work hard, tapos, pag desidido ka sa gagawin mo, magiging consistent ka lang, talaga makukuha mo yun eh. Ang ano ko lang, ang dami ko rejections, like, naisip ko na nga dati na baka hindi para sa akin yung freelancing. Pag nare-reject ako ng client, magmumukmuk ako sa kama, di ba? Bakit ganun? Bakit sila ang gagaling? Pero, it is really part of the process. And para, alam mo yung we are eating rejection sa breakfast and it's real. Hanggang ngayon naman, I'm still having rejections. Pero I use it as a motivational to move forward and improve. Pero ayun, ang galing lang. Kasi lahat ng nangyayari sa atin, lahat sa nangyayari sa inyo po, sa mga nanonood, it's really part of something in the future that will help you. It's molding you for para maging prepared ka in the next month. Ayan.
Aww. Cute. Nakakatuwa naman. Pero alam mo, isa sa pinaka nag-catch ng attention ko na post mo is yung post mo about your mom.
Oh my God, buti wala pa yung mama ko.
Okay. Pero laging yun yung naka... Ewan ko, twice na dumaan ka sa feed ko dati na... Hindi naman kita fina-follow kasi, pero dumaan ka sa feed ko before the Zoom-Zoom na nagtitrain ka na. Alam mo yung Zoom tutorials mo. Before yun, ang pinaka-tumatak sa akin na dalawang post mo is about your mom. Tapos sinasabi mo na parang kinukwento mo yung struggle mo before and yung mga gusto mo na ibigay, i-provide sa mom mo. So, yung mga struggles na sinabi mo, papuntang freelancing yun, di ba? Pero before, sobrang different ba ng buhay mo right now?
Of course, just go. My life turned 180 degrees. So, why my mom? Because she's single mom.
Oh,
magkakapatid, yeah. So, single mom is a really big word kasi of course, napagtapos niya ako ng college, hindi naman na kami nagutom na sobra, mayroon kaming bahay, so lahat is para sa kanya. And siguro, ano, because she's coming 60 years old, medyo late siya nag-anak, so if you know na parang, hindi naman sa pag-ano, pero syempre, whatever time left, parang gusto ko ibigay sa kanya lahat. Ayun. So, right now, pag sinasabi nila, if you saw my stories every day, parang, bakit daw parang lagi akong gising? Pero syempre natutulog ako, pero it's because of her. Tapos parang, yun time kasi hinahabol ko. Ayun. Ano, of course, meron, may pahinga ako, and et cetera, pero time is really, ano, hindi natin alam, diba? So, ginagawa ko lahat para, of course, makuha yung goal ko. One by one naman, syempre, one step at a time. Then, basta lahat, siya. Siya yung dahilan. Tapos, wala kami dito si mama. But, nag-away pa din kami minsan. Pero, it's everything about her, para lahat sa kanya, para sa kapatid ko. Then, after yun ng kapatid ko magtapos, sabi ko ako naman. Pero, right now, habang huli pa, lahat si mama. Gusto ko kasing ibalik sa kanya lahat. Kasi, so, speaking of my life before, so before talaga, ito, ayun ko, nakita mo din natin yung post ko na I can't even afford a chicken joy ng Jollibee. So, I can't even afford the 80 pesos na Jollibee, even may occasion. So, oh my God. Pag ako, kasi hindi daw, ano, lagi lang kami bihis. Kasi syempre yung nanay ko ayaw naman kaming magmukhang ano sa labas. Pero hindi namin afford before yung dalagang yung Jollibee ng 80 pesos. Hindi namin afford. Even the mang inasal one, kahit yung only chicken, ah, hindi namin afford yun. Super. Then one more. So bukod doon, bukod sa mga ganon, is even the beauties and etc. Hindi ko yun afford. Ang isa, siguro, ano lang yan, share ko lang about the food, ganyan. Another part pa is, we never have the luxury lifestyle, the comfort one, because we, alam mo, isang kahit isang tuka. Yeah, that's it. Plus, sometimes, utang bayad. So, simula nung nag-turn ng 180 degrees, ang unang ginawa is nagbayad ako ng utang. So, ayun. Then, of course, medyo nagkakaroon ng comfort and etc. So, medyo, na-afford ko na yung bucket ha, kahit wala okasyon. Tapos, hindi na kami share sa milky na isa-isa. It's the small things. Maybe some of you hindi yung big deal, pero for me it's a big deal one. Yeah. Kasi syempre, dati 'di ba, pag sa labas hindi kami kakain ng fans. It's the shawmai or the milky one. So ganun. Pag Christmas party, every last minute pa yung damit, etc. Basta ganun. Ayun, that's field trip, hindi kami kasama. Naalala ko sinabi naman, hindi kami kasama. Walang chopper kasi mahal, 'di ba? Magkadagdag 'yan eh. Ayun. Tapos the parties, hindi, never. Pero, hindi naman sa nagkulang, pero alam lang namin na hindi sapat. Pero, it turned my life 180 degrees to having comfort naman in our life, which is yun ang goal natin, di ba? Kaya tayo nagpapakigrap sa buhay is para magkaroon ng comfort in the next 20, 30 years. So, ayun.
Yes. Thank you, Sayasi. So, I think, mas lalo kong napoproud when I see the yung pangit side of the industry.
Yeah.
Kasi parang minsan makikita mo super glamorous na dahil successful na yung iba, pero yun yung pinaka goal namin dito sa RevaPod, for the people to know na ordinary people turn to ano lang din naman.
Oo, totoo.
Before the success. So, what's the secret ni Sai in closing premium clients, diba? Pag napunta kayo sa page niya, sayo mag-gulat kayo kasi yung mga Miss Universe doon. So, tsaka anong na-feel mo? Nakita ko lang talaga doon yung ano, I have a question. Pwede ba picture?
pero ayun, ang akin naman is secret? Siguro ano, nag-aral lang talaga ako, tapos practice. Kasi syempre practice makes perfect, then progress, then ano lang, implement mo lang lahat, tapos trial and error, kasi you need to make mistakes first, kailangan mo ng failures, kasi you will never know kung ano yung tamang gagawin ko next time. Tapos siguro, for the premium clients, I think it's the branding na you will set yourself as the expert one. So, syempre hindi mo lang isi-set yourself, dapat marunong ka talaga sa part na yon. Then, build network. It is really the network one. Tapos, your network is your network. So, that's actually 100% true. Plus, yung isa pa yung, if you bond with the 5 successful people, you'll be the 6th one. So, again, it's also the environment, plus, implement mo lang kung ano yung mga natutunan mo. Then, be confident. Kasi pag hindi ka confident na matutulungan mo sila, hindi ka nila makukulungos. Diba, the way you talk, the way you have a dating with them, dapat alam nila na there's something in you na na really can help them. Kasi kahit hindi naman yan sa pagiging sikat, di ba? Hindi yan sa pagiging sikat, kaya ka makaka-close ng ganung client. dahil yun, matutulungan mo sila. Ayun. Kahit beginner ka, pwede naman yun. Basta alam lang nila na matutulungan mo sila.
Tapos, meron akong tanong, kasi since nasabi mo na yung the branding, di ba, parang hindi ko alam, tagline ba tawag mo dito, the social media with the queen, ano?
Actually, the social media badass, bigay yun ng client ko. Na parang sila yung nagsabi, yung client ko yung client kong isa, then nagulat ako, sinabi din ng isa, parang term lang nila. Then, there's someone in the our network na sikat din, na sabi niya, ba't hindi mo nalang yun yung tagline? Kasi sinabi din ngayon. So, alam niyo na client ko din yung isang sikat sa freelancing industry siya. So, ayun, simula nung ginamit ko na din siya. Pero yung the queen one, wala pa yun ha. Hindi ko pa siya nakakausap si Catriona and si Pia.
Ayun. Na siya sa'yo. How did you find them? Through networking din ba? Kasi diba, yung mga nanonood ngayon, syempre, when you say grow your network, hindi nila yan masyado naiintindihan. So,
yeah, nasa isip nila networking. Pero actually, networking is, ngayon ko lang na-realize, networking is really a nice strategy din. Pero hindi yung magbebenta ka ng product. It's about circle and environment. So, naisip ko lang networking with, para meron kang connections. So, dahil sa network ko, nirecommend nila ako kay Tia. So, si Catriona, kaya ko din gusto i-clear yun, kasi akala talaga nila kanina si Catriona. Catriona was a word sa akin dahil I was the highest one dun kay Nas game. Parang may ano kay Nas na about, basta mayroong quiz or something sa loob ni Nas Daily. Then, kung sino pinakamataas, have a chance to talk with Catriona. So, ayun, yun yung nakuha ko kay Nas. Tapos, yeah. Si Pia naman, recommended ako nung isa. Sabi niya, Sai, Pia is looking for social media manager. Then, na-recommend niya ako. So, ayun, doon ko na ano si Pia. So, it's really the recommendation and network na parang nag-build ka na ng trust sa tao na naka-align na sa kanila. When they think of social media manager, they would think of me. So, okay guys, hindi lang ako yung social media manager, pero yun na yung sinasabi ko sa network na kailangan mo magpakilala. You need to show up every day kasi kung hindi, wala mangyayari. And isa pa, narinig ko kanina, starting natin si Nina, talagang kailangan mo ng kapal na mukha dito. Kasi, pag hindi, wala ka dito. I'm sorry, totoo to, kasi wala kang boss dito, walang maghaharap sa'yo kung hindi ikaw. So, you need to show up consistently, and then, kailangan mong ipakita kung ano magagawa mo. Tapos, yung mga nahihiya mag-post, mag-value post, anong petsa na? 6 months na po ng 2022? Nag-start na ba kayo? Parang, hindi nyo ba na-realize na kalahating taon na, kamusta na yung goals natin nung January? May nangyari na ba? Kasi sometimes, nahihiya tayo malaman nila na freelancer tayo. Actually, ganun din ako before, pero sabi ko hindi ako mapapakain ng hiya. Walang mararating yung hiya. And kung mapapansin nyo, if you will stalk a lot of successful people, you know, they are really in the showing up side. Showing up, show up, show up. Kasi kung hindi ka mag-show up, paano malalaman ng ibang tao na may service ka na ganito? Paano malalaman ng ibang tao na may social media management ka pala? Ayun, ganon.
Okay, para lang malino sa ano, baka may hindi ka nila na-follow pa, pero Pia, we're talking about Pia Wurzbach and Catriona Gray. Alam mo ba, pinapanood namin yun last time dito sa Zoom. So, ng mga VA ko.
Tento nga to sa friends ko. Go. Ano?
Tapos, tuwang-tuwa kami dun sa ano. Do you have any question? Pwede mo ba picture? Ang cute.
Kasi, ayun pa pala. You need na huwag kang mahiya and you need to control the call. Meron kasi freelancer na mukhang empleyado. But you need to be the freelancer na boss at saka yung may alam. Ayun.
There you go. Nakatuwa ka naman. So, meron ba tayong mga tips o kaya? And do you still get nervous when you present to your premium clients?
Of course. Pero, that's the... Dito papasok si niching down. Kasi when nag-niche down ka, kabisado mo na lahat. Okay? Tapos, before you hop on discovery call, make sure na na-audit mo na lahat, na-audit mo na yung socials nila, na-audit mo na yung business nila para alam mo on the spot. Kasi sabi ko nga, your knowledge is your power. So, yun yung bala mo. Ang hirap lumaban sa gera ng walang bala. So, yeah. You really need to have knowledge. And that knowledge is, of course, you can get that on some courses, on Google, on YouTube. So, ayun. Always, di ba sabi nga nila, pinaka-importante talaga is education. So, ang education, hindi lang yun natatapos sa klase. So, after the class, kailangan mo din talaga mag-aral pa, not just the mindset shift, pero importante yung mindset ha. Kasi what you believe is, yun talaga yung mangyayari. So, if you think na hindi ka magiging successful, if you think na hindi mo ma-close yung client, unfortunately, hindi mo rin ma-close. Kasi hindi ka naniniwala sa sarili mo, paano maniniwala si client mo na kaya mo. So, the first thing you do is to believe in yourself, and maging confident ka, mag-practice ka sa kaibigan mo na, hey, can you help me hapon na busy? Kailangan ko lang ng tulong. Tapos, ayun, kasi unang-una kailangan mo muna magtiwala sa sarili mo. Yung mahirap yun minsan, di ba? Girl, minsan na may imposter syndrome pa din tayo. Pero, wala magagawa tayo sa imposter syndrome eh. It will just bring us down. So, ayun, di ba? Whatever that brings us down, we gonna let it go. Kasi hindi tayo mag-grow, hindi tayo nag-i-scale. And time is running. And sayang yung oras.
Thank you. That's so nice. And I think this is one of the questions na maririnig natin. Kasi I think nasagot mo na lahat the questions that I have. Pero since you are in the social media branding side of the freelancing world, how do you decide in the pricing first? Diba? Yung paano mo siya ginagawa? And then my other question is, paano kung hindi ka born with the... Kasi ikaw talented ka na talaga ever since elementary.
Wow. Ay, wow, ah. Wow, ah. Thank you. Okay, so.
Paano yung iba na they say na hindi ko nga po mapag, alam mo yun, yung font combination nahihirapan, the colors nahihirapan, pero gusto ko siyang gawin. So, paano yung ganun? And what are your tips?
So, di ba pag hindi natin alam, we ask. You ask. That's why we have an expert in the side. Ako, busy lang ako pero nagre-reply ako. Ikaw, they can chat you. There's a lot of freelancers in TikTok and YouTube. Search. Hindi lahat po kasi spoon-feed sa inyo. So, you really need to search for something. And ayun lang, medyo naano ko doon. Kasi ang dami din nag-PM sa akin. Guys, may trabaho po ako. May agency po akong ginagawa. Madami din po akong business on the side. So, hindi ako lagi nakatenga sa messenger. So, you really need na kumilos din ang sarili nyo. Kasi, as you know, walang tutulong nga sa inyo. Kundi sarili nyo. So, kung hindi nyo alam yun, learn. Diba sabi nga nila, learn before you earn. Okay? So, learn through, it's either from experts na kilala nyo, learn from free resources, learn from paid courses, ayan. So, and after you learn, implement it. Kasi kahit anong aral ng aral mo, takot ka namang mag-implement, walang mangyayari. Hindi mo malalaman if nag-work ba or hindi, if tama ba yung ginagawa mo. So, the only time na you will know if tama yung ginagawa mo is once you implement it. So, after you learn, implement it. Tapos, pag may mistakes, repeat, ulitin, improve. Ayun. So, ganun lang yung what I can suggest there. Tapos, dun sa mga yung hihirapan sa mga color combinations, sa social media, graphic design, sa marketing, feel and fail. Don't be scared of failing because that's where you learn. Tapos, the more you fail, the more you learn. And then, just make sure na hindi mo na ulitin yung failure mo. Kasi minsan, mga yung merong nag-fail, inuulit din naman kasi tamad. So, ayun, walang lugar po yung tamad sa freelancing. Doon pumapasok ang hindi pagiging stable ng freelancing. Pero, I can vouch na there is really stability in freelancing. I have known freelancers for 20 years, for 15 years, pero ngayon lang siya nag-boom ng pandemic, pero matagal na pong may freelancer. And mas worthy ngayon yung mga freelancers because they have courses in the side, they have the experts na nag-show ng skills, kasi before wala eh. So, take advantage of everything na ngayon. So, and ayun.
That's true. Nakatawa. Are you still with Elite? Baka gusto mo sila i-promote? Di ba nagtuturo ka?
Yeah, pero I'm just a mentor inside. So, ayun. Mentor lang sa inside. Pero ayun, tapos yung enrollment namin. Pero if you still want to enroll dun sa Elite, it's a course for SMM also. Ayun lang. Ayan. Gamitin nyo na lang yung code ko sa Real G, pero may freebies ako. Pero ayun, uy, okay lang ba? I will also have a master class this coming. Actually, hindi ko siya sasabihin, pero sasabihin ko na ngayon. Kasi diba, remember, nag-2 years ako. So, 2 years ako, I will have a master class muna. Master class that really helps the, kahit one day master class lang, that para lang mag-booster yung freelancing, yung everything that you need to know for so freelancing. Ayun.
So, dito ba namin maaabangan yung iyong ano?
Yeah, or sa profile ko. Yeah, o kaya sa akin. Mas ano ako doon sa profile ko.
Ina-excite ako dyan. Is the masterclass free or paid? For sure, yan ang tanong ng mga nandiyo dyan ngayon.
So, lahat ng free ko nasa TikTok yun. So, this one's gonna be paid because as you know, ang drama ko last month, kaya ako nagpahinga sa TikTok. There's a coach who used my contents on a paid course. Right? Yeah. So, I won't name drop na, pero ayun, sobrang na heartbroken ako. So, nagpahinga ako sa TikTok, but I'll be back na. So, kasi diba, girl, alam mo kung gano'ng kahirap gumawa ng content sa TikTok. So, please guys, huwag kayong magagaya ng content. So, pero I'll be back na. Pero it's just like 2,000 pesos lang naman. Kasi 2 years anniversary ko nga, so it's just 2,000 pesos. And I'll have a lot of templates. As you know, I'm a templates girl. Parang, oh, ibibigay ko na yung gagawin nyo na lang yun. Pag hindi na kayo kumilos.
May waiting list ka na ba dito? Kasi jo-join ako.
Ay, come on. Sige. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Gusto ko yan. Pero ang sad naman nun, that's true. Dami ko din. Ang dami na actually ganyan ano, na gumagaya ng content and etc. and all. Pero may chika ako out of the blue lang. Did you experience bashers?
Of course, I have. Ang sabi nila, once you have bashers, you're growing. So, be thankful you have bashers. You know, what I do, I don't have time. I'm sorry guys, I don't have time. So, let's be done buttered po yun. Pero ayun, I really don't have time. Plus, wag natin silang pansinin kasi bukod sa magiging masaya sila pag pinansin natin sila, it's magkano per hour mo?
Ako? Depende, char. Parang nasa 15.
Yeah, so I'm also $15, $20, $25 per hour. So, pag pinansin ko siya, wawawalan ako ng $25 per hour. Babayaran ba niya ako pag pinansin ko siya? Pero hindi, charot lang yan. Pero, ayun, sayang yung oras ko pag pinansin ko sila. Tapos, aanihin mo lang yung ego nila eh, na maliit na sila. Tapos, yung ginagawa ko doon, either block them kasi hindi sila worth ng time, hindi sila worth ng energy because we are on the growing side, we are on the positive side. Huwag nating pansinin yung mga negativity kasi ma-adapt natin sila eh. So, whoever na bashing dyan, guys, kaibiganin nyo kami, tutulungan namin kayo sa freelancing. Ito yung paggaganyan nyo. Wala mangyayari. Yeah, always remember na whoever brings you down is already below you.
Ay, cuties!
May question ako. How do you build network?
Ayun.
How do I build network? Yes. Network is, I join Facebook group, I join courses, tapos I show up, then, ayun nga, bukod din sa pag-join mo kasi ng courses, makihulabilo pa. Hindi ka nyo mag-aaral dun ng course. So, you need to engage with the members. Tapos, kasi malalaman mo din na, ay, may website designer pala, ay, may sales panel pala, ay, may ganito pa pala. So, ayun, that's how I build my network, na I join ganon. Tapos, ayun, TikTok. TikTok is for virality, so that's also how I build my network. Last one more is, doon sa mga idols nyo, sumali kayo. Kasi guys, I just have a short chika. Do you know Junji Gumiran?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Junji Gumiran is the 8-figure freelancer. Tapos, so ayun, sumasali ako sa courses, sa groups. Tapos, nakikihalubilo lang ako. That's how I build my network. Tapos, sinasabi ko kung ano yung niche ko. Then, ayun lang, recommendation lang yung recommendation.
Uh-oh, what industries do you serve?
So, what industries do you serve outside? Before I went dito sa service space, I love health and beauty. Why? Because I'm a girl. Bukod sa I'm a girl, alam ko na yung parang gusto ng babae from the beauty. So, ayun yung aking outside the coaches. Pero, parang nililing na talaga ako dito ni Lord. Kasi, napapaligiran ako ng coaches. Then, halos alam ko na. Alam mo, ano na yun eh, pag business coach, isa lang yun eh, launch lang ng launch. After ng launch retention, so, nag-ano ako. Pero natanggap pa rin ako ng product base. Pero yun nga, mas kilala lang ako sa business coaches. So, to answer your questions, it's health and beauty.
So, I think, sige, let's end with your tips, valuable tips for aspiring VAs.
Ayan, so for the aspiring tips and mistakes, ayan, tips and mistakes na i-share ko. So the tips that I would share, first is, ayun na, learn knowledge and implement it. Then, second is, kailangan mo maniwala sa sarili mo na kaya mo. Tapos, be inspired and hindi ingit. So, some of you might know a lot of freelancers earning ganto. And don't use it na, bakit siya ganun, ang galing naman niya. But huwag niyo silang kaingitan. Just use them as an inspiration, a motivation. Then, gawin niyo kung anong ginagawa nila. Sabi nga nila, everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what the beast do. So, bago ka maging, di ba, ang goal mo, 6-figure freelancer, 100,000. So, 100,000. Ano bang ginagawa ng taong unang girling ng 100,000? Anong ginagawa ng taong yun? Anong routine niya kaya? So, ready ka na bang magawa yun? Kasi more likely, walang tulog yun. Tapos, more likely, walang time yun. So, habang wala ka pa dun sa side na yun, be prepared for that kind of growth na. Follow the people na yung nilook up mo. Then, use it as a motivation para mag-move forward, para mag-grow. Then, so, ayun nga, una is learn. Knowledge, get knowledge, then implement. Number second is, ayun nga, believe in yourself. Third is, surround yourself with the successful people, yung one that you look up to. Number four is, take risk, kailangan mo mag-take risk, kailangan mong mag-hop on call kahit sa international client, kahit pangit ka mag-English, kasi hindi mo malalaman paano ka mag-improve. Hindi mo alam paano sila makipag-usap, paano malalaman, if takot ka, di ba? Then five, show up. We really need to show up. Kailangan mo mag-face dito na, okay, I'm Sergio Garcia, I'm a social media manager. Ito yung ginagawa ko. If you know someone na kailangan ng ganito, please let me know. Tapos, show up consistently. Kasi, social media is really pa, sobrang base ng transition yan. Makakalimutan kagad na tao. So, you really need to have a trained work, a branding, a work na, hey, ako to, pag may alam kang may kailangan dito, please let me know. Ako yung kailangan niya. Tapos, number eight is never give up. Like, give yourself like 6 months. Tapos, pag hindi nag-work, change to something. Huwag kang susuko dahil lang na-reject ka ng isa. Kasi, as you know, yung KFC, 56 na yata siya bago yung chicken na. So, yun. Never give up. Kasi you will never know when it's your time. And then, never give up. Kasi, the hardest part is the beginning. Kasi wala namang madali eh. Di ba, ang doot na pagsisisi nga nasa dulo. Pero the hardest part is the beginning. Pero once na okay na, ay madali na lahat. Then, okay, yun yung tips ko. So, and the mistakes na nagawa ko before is, hindi ako nag-invest sa sarili ko. Hindi ako nag-invest agad sa courses kasi mahal. Pero guys, the courses that the experts have, like Revasys, it's a shortcut na. There is a lot of free resources, pero magulo yan. It's wide, lawak yung information. But the courses na ginawa ng mga expert na yan, it's set na siya na ito yung kailangan mo na naging effective sa kanila, now they want to help you. So it's a shortcut. So hindi naman nila pwedeng i-offer yun na free, guys. Kasi experience yun, pagod yun. And everything. So, you are paying, hindi lang sa course, you are paying for their experiences and the results na nagawa nila. Ayun. So, ano pa pagkakamali,
I love yun. Thank you for bringing that up. Kasi, some people will think na sobrang mahal kasi ng mga courses. Pero that's true. Kasi yung binabayaran ninyo, yung ilang taon na inaral yun.
Yung experience. And then, what is 10,000 if it can give you 100,000?
Ayan, may pahabol na tanong si Donnie. Do you ask clients daw ba where you can do better next time? Parang feedback after discovery call.
Ayan pala. Ayan yung isang papagkakamali before. I never ask feedbacks because I was scared of criticism. But right now, I always ask feedbacks because I wanted to know how can I improve because this is my bread and butter. So, yeah, I asked them. Nanginyaw ng testimonial, kailangan ko ng video. Para video testimonials. If you would stalk me, puro video testimonials, bakit mas nakakainggan nyo yun magsalita? The screenshot nga, you can fake it, but the video is, you cannot. So, mas nakakainggan dyan sa future client mo. So, don't, pag may future clients ka, ayan, for example, yan. nanghingi ako ng feedback. Tapos, and one more, I'm in the retention side. Yung closing, madali yan, guys. Promise, madali ang closing. The retention part, yun ang mahirap. Yan yung, busy na si Pia ngayon, pero ayan, yan yun. Tapos, do you ask clients where you can do better next time? Yeah, I ask like, hey, every month ako nagtatanong. After the monthly report, di ba, nagma-monthly report tayo every month. Nag-a-ask ako, kasi syempre, we are aiming for their comfort para maging ano sila, convenient. So, gusto ko malaman kung ano pong matutulong ko sa kanila. Baka mamaya meron pa tayong pwede ding ma-absent. Pero ayun, you ask feedbacks, hindi lang dahil para sa client mo, it's para sa'yo, para malaman mo na, ito pala yung kailangan ko gawin para ano, para mag-grow. Ayun. Tapos ito pala, Beb, tapusin natin ng ano, mamaya na yun. Pero hindi, nang mas about sa pricing, hindi ko nasagot, hindi mo ko binalikan sa pricing. Yung pricing, it depends, pero the beginner's one, you can charge, di ba starting talaga ng beginner's is 5 to 10, yan. 6 to 10, ganyan. Pero once na nag-experience ka na, kaya ako sinabi sa inyo mag-practice, kasi dun mo malalaman kung saan ka magaling. And then you will now know kung ano yung pricing. So guys, I base my pricing depending on the results that I can give. For example, I can give the client 50,000, 100,000, or 150 or $1 million. Pero yung $1 million, medyo mahirap yung organic ha, may ads na yun. So baka mamaya ang guling naman nun, pero may ads yun, guys. So maliban na lang kung yung organic na yun, sobrang kilalang brand. Tapos, ayun, I base my pricing on how I can help them, on how the results is. Tapos, of course, sa deliverables, ang maganda kasi sa premium clients is hindi kayo nababurn out. Hindi ka tulad nung mga low ballers na client na, di ba, kung gusto mo mag 100K, kung 20K yung isa mong client, that's pretty low actually, guys. So, limang client, yung sobrang madami yun, di ba? Pero, kung ayaw mo burn out, isa nga lang, 100K is in charge, di ba? Ayun, so, kailangan mo talaga mag-aral kasi, yun yung laban mo sa mga international one. So, ayun, ano kayo ng aral, go!
Related dun sa pricing na tanong ko kanina is, yung packaging, kung paano mo siya pinapackage, yun kasi yung nakita ko for...
The package part is, nalalaman ko sa discovery call. So, of course, ano kailangan mo? Kailangan mo ng branding? Kailangan mo ba ng social media marketing? Kailangan mo ba ng videos? Anong kailangan mo pa? Kailangan mo ng ads? Doon ko nalalaman sa DC. Guys, yung DC kayong master, yung DC client. Kasi, ini-interview si client kung matutulungan mo siya. Okay, so doon ako nagbe-base sa packaging na, okay, hi, what are your current struggles right now? Ganyan. Tapos, what are the problems that you wanted an immediate solution? Mga ganyan. Yung mga immediate solution ko. So, yung mga magbabagsak ka ganyan ng pera. Tapos, sa discovery call mo malalaman kung may pera sa client. Before, natanggap ako ng startup, pero mahirap yun. Bukod sa walang budget to startup, walang asset. Right? Mahirap i-build ang walang asset. Kaya right now, maghanap kayo ng client na may asset. Pero you can start sa startup for the experience and testimonials. But next time, once you gain your experience and all, hanap na kayo ng may asset kasi mas madali yun. Kasi pag hindi, pag walang assets, ang hirap ipakilala ulit. It takes 3 to 6 months. Diba? And then, ganun lang. Tapos, tatanong mo sila, syempre, discovery call. How was your sales for the past 3 months? Doon mo malalaman. Sasabihin niya 100, 150, 200. Doon mo malalaman, may budget. Pwede mo i-charge ng $1,000, $2,000. Yun, doon mo malalaman yun. So, ayun. Doon mo malalaman sa discovery call. Always ask the past sales. Kasi may budget yan. Bukod sa past sales, always ask magkano yung charge nila sa client. Or, ayun. Ayun. Yun yun.
Last na talaga, kasi may humab. Paano po may iwasan sa mga client na mascam? Scam ka na ba?
No. Pero, never. Why? Because it's the safety net. You need 50% payment upfront. So, after the DC, sinasabi ko na sa kanila sa proposal pa lang na I need 50% payment upfront. So, that's for the cut-off na, for example, naka-close ako ng client this week, which I was. Thank you, Lord. Oh my God. So, May 1 to 15, yun ang bayad ni client. May 1 to 15. Sa 15, babayaran naman yung May 16 to 30. Lahat ako, bayad yung i-work ko. Kasi lugi ako, lugi yung agency ko pag hindi. So, So always ask payment upfront. Tapos never, yung guys yung sa mga Upwork, never yun ang hihingi ng mga ano, yung, di ba may isang kasi, di ba may all age, kailangan daw ng ATM. Guys, hindi kayo magbabayad. They're gonna pay you. Hindi sila, hindi mo kailangan magbayad. So always ask for the payment upfront. It's 50% talaga. Para kung ano man mangyari, kung hindi man siya mag-continue agad tayo, at least bayad na yung tinrabaho. So that's the safety net, the 50% payment upfront. Right?
There you go. Thank you, Sai. Super, ano, nakakatuwa.
Oh, ayun. Super thank you din for your time. And yeah, maraming salamat. Tapos, ayun, continue mo yung ginagawa mo. Marami ka din natutulungan na nai-inspire. And then, ayun, sa mga nanonood, kumilos na kayo. Kumilos ko oras. Tapos, ayun guys, you can just message me on my social media accounts. Matagal ako mag-reply, pero nag-reply ako. Alam nila yun. Isa yan. Pero, ayun, understand na lang. Miss Kim and si Lisa, of course, we have businesses, we have life besides the business. So, yeah. Again, thank you so much, Lisa and Anelli, or whoever think na nag-invite ako dito. Ayun, maraming salamat. And I'm looking forward sa TikToks nyo. And, yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for watching. Ayun. Maraming salamat.
You have been listening to RevoPod, the home of real estate virtual assistants. This has been your host, Alyssa, and if you enjoy the RevoPod episode for today, we'd love for you to follow us on Spotify. Thank you and see you on the next episode. Bye!